psachim berg dalad mishnah dalad mekayim shenegu lechot soli b'leil psachim oichlin, place that they would eat roasted foods on the night of Pesach oichlin. You can eat there. But if there are places outside of Eretz Yisrael where there was a minug not to eat roasted foods, because it would look like you're eating psachim in Chutz La'aretz, ein oichlin, so you don't eat there. Similarly, makom shenegu lahadlik esaner b'leil yom kippurim madlikin, in places that they had a minug to light the candles on the night of Yom Kippur. The Rav explains, because on Yom Kippur it's aser tashmish amita, and as long as the ner is lit, a person wouldn't be mishamish, because it's aser to mishamish mitasil to the or of the ner. So therefore there was a minug to do this to prevent tashmish amita on Yom Kippur. Makom shenegu shelo lahadlik ein madlikin, but if there's a minug where they didn't light, so you didn't light, you didn't have to light. Makom shenegu shelo lahadlik ein madlikin. Here you actually had both sides had a reason in this case, because here there was a minug that they dafka didn't light, because when they lit, a person would see his wife and want to be together with her. So therefore they dafka didn't light. That was the minug in those places. However, the Mishnah continues, madlikin batei knesios, but they would light in the base knesses, ubatei midrashos, uvemuvoos, hafelim, in dark alleyways, valgabe hacholim. And also they would light on top of people that are sick, lo'aleinu, because all these situations, there was no yichud of ish and ishto, and therefore there would be no problem to light in these places.